Okay, so here I am again, back for another little chit-chat to answer your questions of a Christmassy nature. Before I get into it, I hope everyone's well. I hope you all had a good week so far. I know it's almost, well, I mean, where I am currently, it is Friday, albeit the very, very early hours of Friday. So I hope you all have something fun planned for your weekend. Good, okay, I've got that out of the way. Let's get started. So yeah, I asked you if you had any kind of like Christmas related questions for me, which you have provided me with some interesting ones and some non-Christmas ones, which I'm more than happy to answer, because as many of you who follow me here know, I'm quite an open book. So I do hope you can hear me, because I've got the TV on in the background, so I'm not sure whether that's going to interfere slightly, but hopefully not. Anyway, let's get into this. So first off, Christmas pudding, yes or no? I'm afraid it is a big no. I'm not a fan of like really rich, dense fruitcakes. I don't like raisins or sultanas or candied peel. Or I like the smell of like spiced fruitcakes, like boozy, kind of like ones soaked in rum, which is kind of like a traditional Christmas pudding type thing. But I don't like the taste because I find it way too heavy. So no to eating them, but yes to having the aroma of them around me. What is your favourite Christmas movie and why is it Die Hard? Sadly, Die Hard, although it's a very, very good movie, and I saw it for the first time last year, and I'm very late to the party, it's not my favourite Christmas movie. I have a really soft spot for Love Actually, just because it's just so well done, and I think it's become one of those, like, really, at least in the UK anyway, I don't know about the rest of the world, or in America at least, but it's become a very like traditional Christmas time movie here, and I watched it at the beginning of the week actually. Even though my boyfriend has seen it many times before, I made him watch it with me because it was on Netflix, and he gave me the TV remote, so you know, these things happen. Third question, as I recall, you said you moved back home relatively recently. Is that going well? It's going really well, actually. I moved back home to my parents' place at the beginning of June. And yeah, it's actually been it's actually been a very easy transition. I worried at first that it was going to take me a while to settle back into living with my parents. But I think because it's just me, my mum and my dad under one roof, rather than me, my mum and dad, and my two younger sisters, it's a lot easier to get on with people, because there's not so many people getting under each other's like feet and all that kind of nonsense. So it's been really nice. It's just good to be somewhere that I feel truly comfortable and I know my surroundings very well, because although I enjoyed where I was living beforehand, which is near London, apart from obviously my partner at the time, apart from him and the people that I worked with, I had no friends. I didn't really know the area very well. I did at times feel very uncomfortable, very self-aware that I stood out like a sore thumb in ways that I cannot even begin to describe. So I was kind of very conscious of myself at all times, which often led me to feel really quite homesick. So although the circumstances of me being back where I am now began not in the greatest of ways, I'm glad that I am back now, because I kind of feel like my life has done a 180 in a way. So it's nice and I feel like comfortable and happy. So that is the main thing. Question number four, how's the artist life going? Are you seeing the possibility of doing that for a living, or is it just something you can be passionate about and maybe earn a bit but have to work outside of that venue? It's going pretty well. Since moving back home, I've been selling my work at a fetish market / event in the city near where I live, which before I moved away, I was selling at. So I've kind of come back to it again. And it was really nice to be welcomed back with open arms and to hear like people missed me being there. So it kind of made me feel really kind of, gave me more confidence and reassurance in what I'm doing. Because before then I was a little bit skeptical, is like, this is the right thing that I'm doing and all that kind of thing, which a lot of artists and creators and people of that nature go through from time to time, because it's a very natural thing to very like doubt yourself, especially when you're not really selling as much work as you want to be selling. Because before I moved back, I did one market in a very, very well-attended, very, very, very popular event in London. And that went really well. So that made me feel really positive. And I was kind of like scared about moving back to a place where there weren't any events of that size. Because the one I've come back to is in a much smaller venue. And although it's very well-attended, it's obviously not on the same scale. But it's a lot of the same people coming month to month, whereas the one in London, before when I went to it, not as like a trader, you rarely saw the same face month after month. It was always different people. So I feel at the moment that it is something that is earning me a little bit of extra money on the side of an actual 9-to-5 job. But in the future, I would like it to become a permanent earner, so that I wouldn't necessarily have to rely on a 9-to-5 job. But in order to do that and achieve that, I've kind of come to the realization recently that I need to expand the type of work that I do to not really concentrate on one thing in particular. As much as that's gotten me my notoriety in a way, it's not necessarily what I want to be. I want to be known for doing that, but I don't want people to think I can't be approached to do a different type of work, because that's not something that I've done before. I'm quite capable of doing a great range and great deal of things, so I don't want to limit myself really in terms of that. There's a couple of naughty questions. It's exciting. A long time ago, you had a masturbation audio on SoundCloud. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Any chance you'd be up for doing that, or maybe even a video for us again? Quite possibly. It's just that it's not something that I've thought about, well, really doing, because I kind of forgot that I did them in the first place all those years ago. But an audio, definitely. Video, I'd have to think about that a little bit more, because video is a little bit more of a not difficult thing for me to do, but I don't always feel super comfortable doing videos. So yeah. Number 6, when was your last orgasm? / what was involved? And rate it out of 10. My last one was beginning of this week, Monday morning actually. My boyfriend was involved, so it was a lot of his doing. And it was 10 out of 10, as it is every single time. Number 7 is, you mentioned you had a relationship with a woman. What do you enjoy sexually about them versus men? It's really hard to answer that one. And I think, in all honesty, that's something that I'd have to... I don't want to give a flippant answer that sounds really half-assed. I want to give a proper answer to that, so if you don't mind, I will address that in another, maybe my next Q&A, because it's been a while since I've actually been with a woman. I need to kind of think about what it was in the first place that made me enjoy being intimate with them so much, so I'll get back to you on that one. Social questions from one user, and we'll move on to the next, which is favourite Christmas cookies. We don't really have specific Christmas cookies in the UK. what we do tend to see a lot this time of year is like what we call like biscuit selection boxes, which is like you get either a tin or a big like multi-layered box full of different types of chocolate biscuits, cookies, jam biscuits, cream biscuits, shortbreads, gingerbread biscuits. And they're very popular as like, say if you're going to somebody's like house for a Christmas party and you kind of want to bring something along as like a thank you, you kind of, it's a very standard thing is to give them a box of like a selection box of biscuits. We always have a couple, we've got about six boxes in the understairs cupboard at the moment. Usually when family come over or guests or what have you, we bring them out with a cup of tea. My particular favourite one, you usually tend to find them in a few different boxes, but it's like a shortbread, like a thin shortbread biscuit with a layer of like orange fondant on top, and then it's all covered in really thick milk chocolate, and that with a cup of Earl Grey tea is just, ugh, it is so, so good. So I think that would be my favourite Christmas cookie. Do you like Christmas stuffing? What goes in yours? I love Christmas stuffing. I love stuffing with a roast dinner in general. And where I have made it from scratch on a very few occasions before, the last time was years ago actually, it's just generally like sausage meat, onion, sage, which is like a very standard kind of thing. But the one we tend to have on a more regular basis, and one that I'm sure we'll be having this Christmas, is a brand called Paxo over here. And that's the sage and onion one. So it's like breadcrumbs, herbs, sage and onion, obviously, and a few other bits and pieces. But it comes in like this packet and it's all dried, and you mix it with hot water and a bit of butter, and it kind of reconstitutes itself and goes all nice and sort of hard, well, not hard, but you know what I mean, like kind of dense and bready and yum yum yum. And we usually put it in a dish and then put it underneath like a broiler or a grill for a couple of minutes so the top goes all crispy. And just like that first serving of it, when you get like the crispy top, like I'm salivating right now. This is probably like TMI, but I'm currently on my period, and when I'm on my period, I'm a snack fiend. So far today, I have had like two lattes, a large hot chocolate, a box of six nuggets, because let's face it, I'm the chicken McNugget queen, let's be real. So yeah, I had six nuggets, and then I had half a pot of vegetable soup, cheese scone, half a bag of veggie gummy worms, a handful of pretzel sticks. I had another coffee and a handful of chocolates, and it's nearly 12:30, so after I finish this I'm going to go up to bed and binge watch some more YouTube, with which I will bring more pretzel sticks, more chocolates, and probably another hot chocolate. And I'm a tiny human being, I'm very slim, but I eat, and I eat, and I eat. Maybe in later life I'll regret it, maybe I'll be the size of a house. This remains to be seen. I totally sidetracked there, I do apologise. Let's get back to questions. My god, anyway. What's your favourite Christmas movie? It's Love Actually, as I've mentioned. And what's your favourite version of A Christmas Carol, if you've got one? I don't really like A Christmas Carol very much. It's kind of like I don't find it boring, it's just not that entertaining a story or like Christmas movie thing. So I don't really have a favourite version of that, I'm afraid. Wham's Last Christmas. Great Christmas song, or greatest Christmas song. Sorry, I almost burped then. I love Wham. I love George Michael. I miss him. I adore him. Last Christmas is a fantastic Christmas song. But It's not my favourite. My favourite ever Christmas song of all time, hands down, is Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid. It is, like, perfect for me. A lot of people, a lot of my friends, my family especially, love A Fairy Tale of New York. That's like a real standard Christmas favourite, but I'm not that keen on it myself. But, yeah, Do They Know It's Christmas is... ugh. It's like a who's who of who was popular in, like, 80s music in the UK. I love it. It's got all, like, my favourite music artists in it. And because I cannot ask a dirty one, will there be festive nudes this year? You can always ask me dirty questions. I really don't mind. Just because I asked for Christmassy ones in particular this time doesn't mean that you can't ask naughty ones as well. I always welcome them. In terms of will there be festive nudes this year, there probably will be. I just haven't got to doing them yet because I've been busy doing other things. But keep an eye out. Maybe some this weekend. Who knows? Somebody else asked me, is Die Hard a Christmas movie? I would say it is. It's fucking set at Christmas. So it's a Christmas movie, mate. There you go. best/worst Christmas gift you ever got? The best Christmas gift I ever got. Oh, that's a really difficult one. I wouldn't say I have a best one in particular. I always get, like, a really good Christmas present each year. One of my presents this year, which I actually got at the end of November from my parents, were a new pair of Doc Marten boots, which are black with, like, really pretty, colourful flowers embroidered on the sides of them. I've been wearing them since I got given them at the end of November because... I don't know how many people are aware, but Doc Martens take a long while to break in because they're very, like, sturdy, stiff boots. So I've been wearing them for quite a while. They're very they're getting comfier, but they're not, like, there yet. So that's one of my favourite Christmas presents I've received so far this year. I don't know what else I'm due to get. We'll have to wait and see. Maybe I'll report back with my findings after Christmas. The worst Christmas gift I got, this might make me sound really ungrateful, which I really hate coming across as, but where I was working last Christmas, we did like a Secret Santa, and whoever got my name pulled out of a hat gave me a box of blue hair dye, which I was like, thank you, but it's not really what I'm going for. When I found out who it was that gave it to me, their reasoning was that because I always dye my hair crazy colours, or at least I had done while I was there, that they thought I'd appreciate a box of bright blue hair dye, which is, I mean, I understand it, but no. So yeah, there's that. Do you have a tree in your flat? Well, I live back in a house now. We have a huge Christmas tree. I might post a picture of it because... it has a Jeff Goldblum decoration on it that I made last year. Because years ago, my mum used to have a Donny Osmond purple Christmas bauble on the tree that she has since gotten rid of. So now Jeff Goldblum has replaced Donny Osmond. And I'm currently looking at him, smiling happily and lovingly in my direction. As it should be. Oh, Jeff. Do you get in the spirit or do you think Christmas is overrated? I don't think it's Christmas is overrated. It does take me a while to get into the spirit of it. Just because working in retail at this time of year can be a bit of a drain and you don't always enjoy it as much. But once all like the Christmassy food starts coming out and you hear Christmas songs and you see Christmas lights going up, you can't help but feel festive and kind of like cozy and happy. So I don't think it's overrated, but I'm getting there. I'm getting the spirit. It's what, like just over 2 weeks till the big day? Just under 2 weeks, I think. It must be. So yeah, I'd say I'm feeling pretty Christmassy right now. When did you learn about Santa not being real? I was probably like 10 or 11, I'd say. Yeah, probably 10 or 11. Peppermint schnapps, yay or nay? I'm going to say nay. I've never actually had it before, but I'm not a fan of schnapps anyway. Least of all, peppermint-flavoured things, so I can't imagine that I'd like peppermint schnapps very much. I didn't even know that was a thing, so you've enlightened me there. Oh my gosh, and that's the last question. I'm sorry if I sped up towards the end there. Sometimes I can't really figure out how fast I'm talking. But as always, I hope that this has opened up your world of who I am and what I'm like and what I'm into, etc., etc. Ho, 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 it's Christmas. and if you'd like me to do another Q&A at any point, throw some more questions my way, feel free to message me or what have you, and I'll do my very best to answer all your queries. So yeah, I'm gonna say goodbye now, and good night, everyone.